this time. Right. Now, who of you is going to listen and pay attention? Wow, all of you, that's great. See, the thing was, if you didn't raise your hand, I was probably going to have you go back. Anyway, we're going to go to, well, you guys don't have your Bibles, so we're not going to turn there. I'm going to go there. I'm going to go to Genesis 3, and I'm going to read a little bit. And we're going to see if any of you can figure out what I'm trying to say just through what I'm reading. But if you can't figure it out, then I'll tell you. Genesis 3, verse 6. And when the woman saw that the tree was good for food, and that it was pleasant to the eyes, and a tree to be desired to make one wise, she took of the fruit thereof, and did eat, and gave also unto her husband with her, and he did eat. And the eyes of them both were opened, and they knew that they were naked, and they sewed fig leaves together and made themselves aprons. And they heard the voice of God, of the Lord God, walking in the garden in the cool of the day. And Adam and his wife hid themselves from the presence of the Lord God amongst the trees of the garden. All right, that's all I'm reading from there. That probably doesn't make much sense right now, but it will in a second. Next, I'm reading in Jonah. Okay. Now the word of the Lord came unto Jonah the son of Amittai, saying, Arise, go to Nineveh, that great city, and cry against it, for their wickedness is come up before me. But Jonah rose up to flee unto Tarshish from the presence of the Lord, and went down to Joppa, and he found a ship going to Tarshish. So he paid the fare thereof, and went down into it to go with them into Tarshish from the presence of the Lord. But the Lord sent out a great wind into the sea, and there was a mighty tempest in the sea, so that the ship was like to be broken. Then the mariners were afraid, and cried every man unto his God, and cast forth the wares that were in the ship into the sea, to lighten it of them. But Jonah was gone down into the sides of the ship, and he lay and was fast asleep. So the shipmaster came to him and said unto him, What meanest thou, O sleeper? Arise, call upon thy God, if so be that God will think upon us that we perish not. And they said, Every one to his fellow, Come and let us cast lots, that we may know for whose cause this evil is upon us. So they cast lots, and the lot fell upon Jonah. Then said they unto him, Tell us, we pray thee, for whose cause this evil is upon us. What is thine occupation? A people art thou? And he said unto them, I am an Hebrew, and I fear the Lord, the God of heaven, which hath made the earth and the sea and dry land. Then were the men exceedingly afraid, and said unto him, Why hast thou done this? For the men knew that he fled from the presence of the Lord, because he told them. Then said they unto him, What shall we do unto thee, that the sea may be calm unto us? For the sea wrought and was tempestuous. And he said unto them, Take me up, and cast me forth into the sea, so shall the sea be calm unto you, for I know that for my sake this great tempest is upon you. Nevertheless, the men rowed hard to bring it to the land, but they could not, for the sea wrought and was tempestuous against them. Wherefore they cried unto the Lord, and said, We beseech thee, O Lord, we beseech thee, let us not perish for this man's life, and lay not upon us innocent blood, for thou, O Lord, hast done as it pleased thee. So they took up Jonah and cast him forth into the sea, and the sea ceased from her raging. Then the men feared the Lord exceedingly, and offered a sacrifice unto the Lord, and made vows. Now the Lord had prepared a great fish to swallow up Jonah, and Jonah was in the belly of the fish 3 days and three nights. Okay, I probably read a little bit more than was necessary, but do you guys know from those two passages I just read what? Okay, what did Adam and Eve do that Jonah also did? That's right. They tried to hide from God. Just thinking about that. I know I had a story I'm going to tell you guys. When I was like five, we were at the supper table and there was like a bench. It's not like, okay, so imagine these benches had like a hole right here so you could just like go behind and then underneath the bench. Anyway, I did that and I had waiting for me at the bottom of the bench a pack of gum. And I didn't want to eat supper, so I was like, I'm going to go back here and I'm going to go down and eat this gum. And I was like, nobody's ever going to find me. It's the perfect plan. You know where I got that gum? I got that gum out of Johnny's dresser drawer because I wanted it. And it wasn't right for me to have that, but I did that. And according to my recollection, my father saw me. He's like, Josh, what are you doing? I said, I'm eating gum. And then I was rewarded in a very disciplinary way. All right, all that to say, when you find yourself trying to do something bad and hide it, the best thing to do is tell your parents or the Lord, depending on who you're hiding from. And just remember that you can't actually hide. The Bible says, be sure your sin will find you out. That's all. You can go back to your parents.